In this week's episode of the Beamable Game Dev Podcast, I sit down with Chris Hanna, and we discuss the sample projects that you can try right now on Beamable.com. Let's jump into the chat. Chris, welcome back. Excited to have you back. We're going to be talking about more sample projects today.
All right. Happy to be back.
Which sample project are we going to be diving into?
I think the first one on the samples page. I think it's Battle Royale, if I'm not mistaken.
Battle Royale, sample project for Unity.
Yeah. Yeah, so lots to talk about in this sample project. It talks about, there's stuff about matchmaking, there's stuff about multiplayer, and in this one specifically, there's deterministic physics in the multiplayer, which is kind of cool. And then there's inventory and store and leaderboards, like always.
And what is the game here? King of the Ring? Is that what the
project? The game itself, yeah, called King of the Ring. It's actually a square, but yeah, you can play this game on your phone and you get a little avatar, a little 3D guy. The only way that you move around the map is you kind of fling your character. So you like tap and hold and it builds this kind of like charging arrow in the direction that you're going to launch in. And then there's like physics objects all over the world, like boxes and crates that you can knock over and other players. So the idea is that you kind of like charge up your attack and then launch yourself into the other player and then hopefully send them flying off the edge of the ring. And then you win once you fling them off enough times.
Once you are the king of the ring.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I think there's a ridiculous little gameplay element in it that I think is kind of like how Smash works, where like the more times you fall off, the weaker you get and the easier it is to launch you off. So if you fall off one too many times, you become very easily flingable.
You get to become a projectile. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. So, it looks like it's like 2 to 6 players can enter the ring on this thing. Mm-hmm. And, there's a pro tip in here for the game. It says earn coins by playing the game, spend coins in the store to improve your avatar. So I kind of just break some of this stuff down for us.
Yeah. So that thing about spending coins, what's going on is that when you play the game, you get put into the Beamable matchmaking process, where that's going to wait for other players to show up and it's going to group you into little cohorts of players. So like that's step one. Once you're in a match, as we call it, then you can start the game. And so all of the players enter the multiplayer code. And that's using a relay server at Beamable to relay messages from each client to all the other clients. They're all running this deterministic physics simulation, which is especially cool because it's cross-platform deterministic physics, which means that like the exact same game is playing out on your phone as my Mac computer, given our network inputs. And when it comes down to like floating point maths and stuff, that can be pretty tricky. So anyway, the point is we know that the same game engine is actually running on all of the machines. You play the game, you launch each other off the ring, you earn a score. And then eventually the game ends and all the clients will report their score back to each other. Now the Beamable relay server has a little bit of logic in it to actually say like, hey, everyone reported the same scores. So looks like this is a fair game. But if you and I, Josh, are playing and I report that I got 1,000,000 points and you only report that I got 10, then the Beamable server is going to say, no, something is wrong because it was supposed to be deterministic. The same inputs were supposed to be generating the same outputs. So either there's a cheater at play or maybe there's a bug in the game. But anyway, those scores get reported, validated at Beamable, and then Beamable will distribute rewards. And in this particular case, those are coins. So then you get coins. And then you can go spend your coins on avatars to make your character look different. And I think you can also buy power-ups and stuff to make your character charge faster and stuff like that. And then at that point, you spend your coins, you unlock new stuff, and then you play another game with an upgraded character and go back through the whole process again.
And this is something that you can go to beamable.com/samples and implement and start playing with like immediately.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. It's a GitHub project. So you can look at all the source code, even if you don't want to download it, you can just browse. That's a Unity project. For the physics, we pulled in Kimbot's deterministic physics code. So that's included in the project as well. But yeah, you just pull down the repository of code, get set up with Beamable, and yeah, you can try it out yourself.
These little avatars are something else too. Like I kind of want to dive into this thing and see how how much time I could spend here leveling up my my avatar. So
yeah, those avatars are great. Those came off the Unity Asset Store, which is an absolute treasure trove of good assets, free assets at that.
Again, we're talking sample projects, beamable.com/samples. And this time we're going to be looking at turn-based multiplayer. It's a sample project for Unity. I'm going to let you take it away.
Yeah, this one has a lot of history at Beamable, actually. I would be remiss if I didn't start by saying that this project actually started as an internal hackathon and game jam project at the company a couple of years ago. And it's been iterated on and built in, so figured we'd put it out as a sample project for everyone else to try out. And it happens to be a good demonstration of our matchmaking and multiplayer and inventory and leaderboard stuff. So there's, again, quite a few Beamable features at play in the sample project, maybe most interesting of which is the multiplayer angle on it.
I see. So, I mean, that's really cool. This has been kind of an ongoing project within the within the company here. So let's just talk about, like, if I jump into this sample project, what are some of the first things I'm going to see?
Yeah, so it's on GitHub. You can go take a look at it today. You can pull it down, open it in Unity. And when you run this game, you're going to have a menu that shows up in your face with a big button that wants you to play the game. And you'll jump right into a game. This one actually has bots in it, so you can play against yourself, just playing against the computer if you want to, if you don't happen to have any friends nearby to play it with. This one's turn-based, so once you get through the matchmaking process at Beamable, let's say you're actually going to play against another person and not just bots for sake of argument, then you and that other person get grouped in a room together, you start a multiplayer session, and we use a relay server at Beamable for all of our networking. So now in this particular game, it's like a rocks, paper, scissors, shoot kind of thing, where you have a couple of choices that you can do that are mostly kind of chance-based, like depending on what the other player is going to do. But you move around a map. You can move like up, down, left, or right. It's on a hex grid. And you can throw attacks. So you can send a fireball in a direction, or you can move in a different direction. You can also cast a shield. So if somebody were to send a fireball at you, you can throw shield, and it will bounce the fireball back at them and then destroy them. But there's one more attack called arrow, which will pierce your shield. So if you put up shield, but they actually sent an arrow at you, you're still going to get toast. And then as the game progresses, the tiles actually turn to ice or lava. So if you walk on an ice tile, you slide across it. And if you walk on a lava tile, that ends your participation in the game. That's game over for you. And there are also special pickups. The little treasure chests appear around the map. And if you walk into one of those, you get a special power move. So maybe instead of a fireball, you actually get a fire wall. So it sends like tons of fireballs in a direction. Or you can get teleport. So you can move to any spot on the map. So then you compete with each other until there's only one character left in the match. And then, yeah, you get points based on how well you did. And then you can go spend those points on different characters or different hats. So in this game, there's a bunch of avatars and a bunch of hats that you can equip yourself with. And they're totally meaningless to the gameplay, but, you know, cosmetics are important.
I mean, look at a game like Among Us, right?
Yeah.
those cosmetics, like they're fantastic. They make it a lot of fun. So, and again, Beamable.com/samples. It's going to take you step by step, you know, like number one, set up project, install Beamable SDK. Number two, game design, game code versus multiplayer code. Like it just breaks everything down, and you can test this out for yourself.
Yeah. And I think also extend it too. This one was written in mind for people to change it as they went. So this is actually the basis for a different game jam project too, that happened a couple months ago. And the idea was that people would be able to add or modify the game. So I think this is especially a good one to take a look at, see how it's built, and then yeah, turn it into something that is unique.
Really, this could be used as a starting point place, for maybe some inspiration, and then you can take off running with it. So we're talking more sample projects, beamable.com/samples. You can go hands-on with each of these. Today, we're going to be looking at the boss battle and microservice project for Unity. I'm going to let you take it away.
Yeah, so this one is all about microservices inside of Beamable and Unity. So when you download the sample project, it's not so much of a fully-fledged game like some of the other ones are, but it's a really good technical demonstration of how you can add server code to your game and how you can use that server from inside your Unity game to make sure that like calls are secure and authenticated and that your players aren't doing things with your data that you would rather them not be. So in this one, when you start the game, there's a knight and a monster, and you can attack the monster, and eventually you defeat the monster. The monster is the boss, by the way. He's the boss whom you're battling. So what's interesting about this, though, is that every time you push attack, actually what's happening is a network request is going from your, let's say, your phone where you're playing the game to a Beamable server, which is then processing like, oh, how much damage have you done based on the weapon that you have equipped at the time and how much health is left on the boss. And then it will decide whether the boss has been defeated or not, and then grant you resources accordingly. So like, obviously you could implement all that just on your phone. But one, you'd have to be worried about players cheating. And two, this is more of a technical demonstration of how you can get server authoritative code in the cloud really easily using Beamable microservices.
Understood. So I love the monster here. Looks fantastic. This giant purple one-eyed creature, you know,
yeah.
the knight and everything. And again, this is something you can beamable.com/samples, head over, try it out. And like some of the other ones, is this potentially a starting point for somebody? Or is it more of just a, here's what's possible?
I think you could use this as a starting point to build your own microservice. So just to kind of back up a little bit and explain, like, what is a microservice? That's code that your game has access to that's located on another server somewhere. So it's not even on your client's device, their phone or their PC or wherever. Normally, games these days need servers, and so you have to go through all the effort of learning a server language, writing your server. Then you have to like figure out how to deploy it and maintain it in a live environment. And then sometimes you have to interact with all sorts of networking challenges, and it's just a pain. So one of the cool things that we do in this starter project is we give you a server built with our microservice tech, and you don't have to do anything. You can download this project, you can push a button or two, and now you have a server running in the cloud. You can access it from anywhere you want. In this particular case, the game. And yeah, you're off to the races. So I would say this is more of a starter project for something like the server angle of it, not so much the gameplay in this particular one.
Understood. And again, this just, it leans all into our mantra of fighting for the game maker. You can start implementing this and put more time on the art, the gameplay, and less time on
yeah,
microservices and
100%. I think when you start to break down the knowledge base that you need to put a server out there, and yeah, like, well, how do you update your server, and how do you make sure that your server is secure, and how do you make sure that like your server can deploy in a way that makes sense? There's some really simple things too. Using Beamable microservices, it's all tied inside the Unity editor. So if you know how to write mono behaviors inside of Unity, like you just make a script in Unity and you're used to that flow. With the microservice stuff, you just say, hey, I want a microservice script. And now you edit that. There's hardly any boilerplate you need. It's like one line of code. And then you push a button. And now that class that you'd written, it's not a mono behavior, it's a microservice, and it's deployed out there. So we've taken, like you say, all that effort that you would have had to spend learning how to do all that. We just did it for you. And again, that's time back in your pocket, your time wallet, that you can focus on the gameplay and everything else that we've talked about.
It's great. Chris, thanks again for taking the time. Remember, beamable.com/samples, and you can check this out for yourself. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Beamable Game Dev Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Beamable, head on over to beamable.com. And if you'd like to chat with other game devs, head on over to beamable.com/discord.